KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 21st day of May for 2018. In the news for today, the deadline to register to vote is here. Amador Elections Chief Kim Grady says in California, people must register at least 15 days before an election. This year, that date is today, Monday, May 21st, in order for you to vote in the June 5th primary. Also, remember, a voter must re-register when they change names, permanent residence, or a political party. Grady recommends registering online as it's the easiest and quickest, but you can also visit the County Elections Department before 5 p.m. today. If you are registered to vote by mail, your ballot should have arrived. If not, contact the Elections Department. Grady also adds some voters have not received the correct candidates' statements for their districts. In an effort to make each statement available to voters, all of the candidates' statements for the June 5th primary have been posted on the county election website. If you have a question about which district you are in, you can also visit the county website or just call the Elections Department.
The Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee came to a close yesterday. Now, no records broken, but one frog came close. Rachel Nash and her frog Greeny ranked number one going into the finals Sunday with an unofficial record-breaking jump of 21 feet 11 inches in a qualifying round. Now, unfortunately, in order to be official, a jump has to be completed in the finals. Now, in 2018's competition concluded, Laura Kitchell coaxed her frog Reckless to a jump of 19 feet 4.5 inches, about 2 feet short of the longtime record, 21 feet 5 3/4 inches, set by Lee Giudice and Rosie the Riveter over 30 years ago. Fair manager and CEO Lori Giannini said Sunday afternoon's attendance appeared to exceed last year's attendance. Now, somewhat of a dark cloud hung over the finals yesterday with the news one of the event's top young competitors died unexpectedly Saturday evening. Casey Nash, Rachel's brother, was just 24 years old, ranked 7th out of 50 frog jockeys going into Sunday's finals. Details of his death have not been released. Casey was crowned frog jump champion back in 2014.
And a new trial date has been set for Isaiah Fowler. Judge Susan Harlan announced last week that Fowler will go to trial June 19th. Fowler's first conviction was overturned earlier this year because the State Court of Appeals found the trial judge improperly accepted testimony obtained during police interrogation. Attorneys will return to court on May 25th to discuss what testimony they need and what information can be read from previous transcripts. According to Fowler's defense team, there will be no resolution of the case by plea bargain. Fowler was convicted and sentenced in 2015 by Judge Thomas A. Smith, sitting as a juvenile court judge, for second-degree murder and the stabbing death of his sister Layla at their Valley Springs home in 2013. Fowler's defense attorneys, his family, and Fowler himself insist that he is innocent and that his sister was killed by an intruder who came into their Valley Springs home.
Well, congratulations to Jackson Fire Captain Cody Martinson for receiving the 2018 Firefighter of the Year Award at the Amador EMS Banquet Saturday night. Captain Martinson, nominated by his fellow co-workers in the emergency medical service field for his commitment to his community and citizens he serves. Now, it was noted Saturday night, Martinson constantly goes above and beyond the call of duty, always doing so with a smile. Now, this week is the 44th annual National EMS Week, which brings together local communities and medical personnel to honor the dedication of those who provide the day-to-day life-saving services on medicine's front line. Now, all of us here at the station, KVGC, congratulate Cody, and would like to thank all of those in the EMS field.
And the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians invite the community to join them for the 5th annual Chausse Day event on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend at the Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park. Over the past 5 years, the tribe has led and completed the restoration efforts at the Indian Grinding Rock. The event is open from 9:30 to 4 both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is absolutely free. And that wraps up a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.